Hello, my name is Perrin Killeen, and welcome to my Model Senate Reflection.
So, Perrin, what was your role in Model Senate? Could you describe what you did, what you liked about your role, and what was hard about your role?
So my role was to play the Republican Senator Michael B. Enzi, who was a lobbyist in the Committee of Health, Education, and Labor. So for that, I had to write a lobbyist speech, and that lobbyist speech basically included who I was and what my group stood for. I talked about various sections of the bills and what I supported, what I didn't. What was hard about that role for me is the fact that he was so Republican. Personally, like, that's a lot different than how I view political issues, and so it was hard to come to the middle and, like, be willing to accept those views and pretend those were mine.
All right. Number two, what was your favorite moment or memory during Model Senate?
My favorite moment or memory from Model Senate was probably the actual exhibition. I really liked the second half of the exhibition. For the first half, we passed an immigration bill, and it just went by really quick and pretty uneventful. But in the second half, we started to get more engaged, and the conversations were more back and forth. I went up and I spoke, and it was a lot more fun, and it felt more like the Senate. There was more tension with it.
All right. What was the hardest part about this project for you, and where do you think you could have improved your performance?
Like I said in the first question, the hardest part for me was just aligning with my senator's views and being willing to kind of come to that place where I needed to believe things I didn't necessarily believe, so act. But to improve my performance, I think I would have studied my senator more, like, personally, and I probably would have looked at more of his morals and not just political views, just so I could relate with him more on a human level.
Okay. How engaged were you during the actual exhibition? Why, and what do you think contributed to your engagement or lack thereof?
I was pretty engaged during the actual exhibition. I reopened the speakers list at one point and so I could speak, and then I went up and I spoke. And this was just because a few things. First of all, I was looking at the bill and I was like, okay, well, my senator doesn't agree with this section. I should speak on it. I see a mistake here. I should speak on it. And I just wanted to be engaged because I felt like, I mean, I'm ultimately, in the bigger picture of things, this is my last year of high school, and I'd like to finish strong.
All right. What do you think about the final bill that was passed out of your committee?
So my senator did not agree with the final bill that was passed out of my committee for a few reasons. First of all, there's a tax that was being removed and, like, put towards college debt. It was taken away from the military, which my senator completely disagreed with. And then also it was pretty for Pell Grants, which my senator does not support Pell Grants at all. And so for these two reasons, I didn't support it.
All right. How well do you think our Senate process reflected what actually would have happened?
I think our Senate process reflected pretty well what actually would have happened, just because the bill ended up getting vetoed by the President, Barack Obama, also known as Emily Vierling. And even though we had passed one of them, it got vetoed, and nothing productive really got done. But at the same time, it's like we had all worked very hard, and we all wanted something to happen. It just, we couldn't come to that middle ground. And so it felt very realistic, and it felt like that's probably what happens in the Senate majority of the time.
And lastly, what advice would you give to students going into Model Senate next year?
For students going into Model Senate next year, I would say a few things. Challenge yourself. Try to represent a senator that you might not agree with, because it definitely broadens your perspective. And then also, when you become that senator, make sure that you study them and you know really what they stand for, because it'll be easier for them to understand how they feel if you look into their background more.
All right. Thank you, Perrin.
Thank you, Coleman.